Wow, we got a lot to go over today, man. Harley Davidson, is it far worse than what we were thinking? Are they in bad shape? We got a bunch of articles coming out from how the dealers are reacting to the CEO leaving, to a board member that resigned and said, hey, man, you better get it together because this board does not care about this company. And they're also thinking about selling off their financial services for $1.5 billion. Woo! Lots to go over. Oh, yeah, man. Here we go. We're going to start off with how the people are reacting. And there's a good video, and hopefully it plays right, if you know what I mean. And by the way, man, Power and Betrayal is smoking, man. I really appreciate everything. Go over to Amazon, get your copy. I actually lowered the price so everybody can grab one. So go over there and check it out. Let's get to this video right here. Harley Davidson leadership changes and dealers celebrate.
Full throttle. That's the approach one Harley dealer is taking after a shakeup in leadership has caused uncertainty in the company that's called Milwaukee home for 122 years. Stephanie Quirk is here in studio. Steph, this is the first time we've heard from a dealer on this.
Yeah, Sam. The president of House of Harley in Greenfield was straightforward today. He acknowledged dealers felt as if they were pushed aside by the current CEO. And tonight, he says he's looking forward to a better future that puts customers and the company first. At the House of Harley in Greenfield,
annual customer appreciation party, always a great way to kick off the season.
President Jeff Binkert says this year's customer appreciation party is also the start of a new chapter.
They haven't really connected with the customers and with the dealers in general, and I just think it's time for new leadership.
Harley Davidson chairman CEO Jochen Zeitz is retiring after 5 years. The announcement of his departure came just days after a board member resigned and called for Zeitz and two other leaders to step down. The company said in an SEC filing in response that board member was, quote, not a dissenting voice in the boardroom as to matters he raised in his letter.
If you wanted to know the number of Harley dealers who are happy that a new CEO will be coming in, the number is all of them.
Woo! All of them, baby. All of them. I think a lot of people right now are excited that, well, you know, I think we're excited that we're getting rid of him, especially for a dude that crosses his legs like that. Come on, man. It's a little messed up. You're a Harley Davidson CEO here. But I also talked to a dealership around here and they're like, yeah, man, this is the best thing that ever happens. And I guess it's actually been going on for about a year now and it just came up now. Everybody's been covering it because this is big news to those that ride Harleys because people are just sick and tired, if you will, of all the woke crap. And that's being straight up. And last year, Insane Throttle was involved. Robbie Starbuck, all of us hit them hard. And it looks like that boycott is still really hurting them right now. But let's get back in to this right now. Let's see here. There we go. Harley Davidson leadership changes, dealers celebrate, customers. The overview of this article is he's on his way out. We all know that. Everybody's been talking about it. And House of Harley hosted the appreciation event, which I think was made a lot better by this decision. And this was out of Greenfield, Wisconsin. Harley-Davidson dealership is taking a full throttle approach moving forward after the recent shakeup of the motor company's leadership caused uncertainty. No, what they were certainly did was unify all the dealers against them. Because the dealerships have been getting hit real hard with their crap, especially this internet sales stuff. The backstory. Joaquin Zitz, I call him a zit, just like a zit, you know what I mean, is retiring after 5 years. The announcement of his departure came days after a board member resigned. And this is a huge thing, man. And we're going to go to that story. Because they did file with the Security and Exchange Commission their response, and they're all saying it's a new chapter out there. And I think we're all hoping that as fans of Harley-Davidson, this is truly the case. I'm hoping that they actually get somebody in there that rides a damn motorcycle, but you know what it is, you know. But the video called most of what this article was talking about. Remember when they were talking about the hardwire reset and all that kind of stuff? Yeah, it fell flat on their face. Anyway, let's get to this one. This is the bigger one, I think. Rick Barrett out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Harley-Davidson board members resigned, cites severe underperformance or unperformance and hits remote work. Yes. You know what's funny? We always have to go to work ourselves. But I guess if you have some college degree and you got some mindset, if you will, you can fight to stay home. You don't have to go into work. Anyway, citing concerns about leadership and cultural depletion, I actually got an article out about this. A lot of these articles you're seeing, I go on harleyliberty.com and I expand what I think about it and give you more information. This goes for all the biker news. So harleyliberty.com, go over that. 4 days before he quit, Jared, who is with the New York investment firm H Partner, so they were a major shareholder in Harley-Davidson, called for the immediate resignation, which happened with the chairman and the CEO, with longtime directors. Here are the directors that should be going, according to him: Sarah Levinson and Tom Leinberger. He submitted his resignation when no meaningful progress was made. Although this week he did in the resignation letter, heavily redacted but posted by Harley-Davidson, he complained of severe underperformance of the company struggled under this guy's leadership. It goes on the quote, "While I'm concerned about this severe underperformance, what I am most concerned about are the foundational building blocks that underpin any company's long-term trajectory, culture, transparency, and accountability, and the willingness of the board and management to put the company first." So basically, you're not putting the company first. You know, let me see what they got here. Is this? Oh, here's the resignation letter here. It was heavily redacted, as you can see. He goes point by point by point in this letter. Very interesting here. Why? It's like freaking trying to get information out of the U.S. government, man. They black everything out. I don't know why. The Harley-Davidson community of employees, dealers, customers, and fans have been decimated. You think? Decimated at the corporate level, and extent of this cultural depletion has been more glaring in recent months. He's basically talking about woke. Quote, "I was aware of the fact that most white-collar Harley-Davidson employees were working remotely most of the time. And while I always question the merits of a virtual company, Zitman, previous success at running Puma from a Boston satellite office, coupled with the early days constraint of the COVID environment, he was assured, What he wasn't aware of until recently, however, was just the extent of this white collar work from home policy really was. And he goes on to complain, you can tell the leftist writer here, about the lack of success of the Hardwire strategy to turn around the company seeking motorcycle sales and a lack of entry-level products to attract new customers. This guy gets it, man. He gets it. Entry-level products. You got to step out of the box, and that's what I argue in my article over on HarleyLiberty.com. He also cited a revolving door of senior leadership. He noted over the past 5 years, numerous departures from management's handpicked senior leadership team, including CFO, CCO, the electronic vehicle. Everybody's leaving. In addition to the turnover and role change in manufacturing, leadership has been especially chaotic. Ooh. Ooh. Dude, he gives him a good wailing right there. There's the HarleyLiberty.com article that you can see right there. Sad state of affairs. It really is. Man. We're going to go and talk about, I couldn't believe when I seen this, that Harley-Davidson's actually thinking about selling off their finance department. Right after this 35-second quick break for me, don't forget, this is on Amazon, Power and Betrayal. You're going to love this book, man. It is smoking right now. Thanks for everybody's support on that, by the way.
Rev up for some raw, unfiltered world of motorcycle clubs in Power and Betrayal by James Hollywood Machikari. This gripping true life memoir exposes the brotherhood, betrayal, and brutal risk of biker life with death, prison, and shattered dream. Follow Machikari's journey as the loyalty turns toxic in a world of roaring engines and outlaw codes. Perfect for the biker culture and true crime fans. This is a real story. Grab your copy today.
Yeah, grab that copy today, man. Help me out over there. Let's go to this one. You know, this is just adding to their problems. Again, this one from Rick Barrett of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now, Harley-Davidson, this is the title of it, is Mullen selling its financial service unit for $1 billion. So I got a correction there. I said 1.5 earlier. It's actually $1 billion. And it looks like they're finally realizing, hey, this ain't the best deal for them. They're exploring the sale of its financial division right now. I guess it's got so bad where there's not enough damn repo agents. That's probably what happens when you charge 30% on your loans. They go on, and the Harley-Davidson price, if you have looked at their stock, my goodness, is it down, man. I'm glad I never got it to them. Bloomberg News, citing sources familiar with the matter, said potential buyers include banks, private equity firms, private credit entities. They're saying no decision has been made yet. Harley could choose to retain ownership of HDFS, which has been an important revenue source. Yeah, it's because you're too busy bending everybody over backwards for the company, and a popular way for consumers to finance motorcycles. Sure, easy way to finance, but guess what? They lose their bike within a year anyway because the interest rates. It's legalized loan sharking, for Christ's sakes, if you ask me. Earlier in April, we covered this about the resignation. And, you know, here's a different saying here. At the highest levels, Harley-Davidson lacks a winning culture. This is particularly unfortunate for the company's hardworking employees. I like this guy, man. He's looking out for the blue-collar worker over there. Good stuff with that. Let's see here. Oh, that's all he gave it. This is a developing story, though. $1 billion they're looking to sell their financial division off of. So that tells you that the numbers just ain't that good right now for Harley Davidson. So they might be in far worse shape than any of us realize. They're, you know, people, they gravitate to one story instead of getting it all. And that was the case with the CEO resignation. Every damn influencer out there was talking about it, which they should, because it's very important that they do. But at the same time, look underneath, man. Get to the meat, if you know what I mean. Do you think Harley Davidson is in a bad spot right now? Let me know in the comments section, all that good stuff. Don't forget to join the Insanity, man, the members only. We've been having great stuff with the Biker Angle with Black Dragon. You have to be a member to watch the full program. Sundays at 8 a.m. or 8. No, don't even. It's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, okay? Anyway, that's the show for today. Again, don't forget to get the book over at Amazon. I really appreciate all your support. You guys rock. Join the Insanity by becoming a member of the Insane Throttle Club. Get hundreds of members-only videos and hundreds of hours of members-only content. We have 3 affordable levels: Hang Around, Prospect, and Full Patch. Each level helps support each channel and all of our biker content. Get content of interviews with the who's who in the motorcycle and biker lifestyle scene. Subscribe on the Insane Throttle YouTube channel now and get access to the members only today and become part of the Insanity.
Welcome to 1990 Chicago, where trust is a trap and betrayal runs deep. The Betrayal Chronicles real-life book series by James Hollywood Machikari drags you into the middle of the biker underworld like never before. In Power and Betrayal, a kingpin rises and falls in a storm of drugs and deceit. Then Brotherhood and Betrayal throws you into a fight for loyalty where every choice bleeds. Get the Betrayal Chronicles series now with grit, guilt, and redemption on every page. Available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold. Also available is autographed copies by James Hollywood Machikari on www.insanethrottlebikernews.com.